Greetings in the name of Jesus. Today we would like to continue our series in Matthew 6. We have spoke on Matthew 6 verse 9 about our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We have spoken of how God is the self-existent God. Everything we see around us has been scientifically, we can explain where things come from. Automobiles are made of people. Animals have been reproduced. And plants come from seeds. But where did God come from? He is self-existent. And it's just, we cannot explain that. And that's the God that we are praying to when we say, Our Father which art in heaven. And then we move on to hallowed be thy name, how God wants us to lift up his name. In Malachi, one of the grievances he had against the Jewish race was how they weren't lifting up his name anymore. And then we, verse 10, spoke on thy kingdom come, and how in we see this world with this society. If we would know better, we'd think that the Lord is losing the battle and that the enemy, Satan, is going to prevail because the wickedness that is around us, it is everywhere. I have to think of over in the Middle East where the Islamic movement is going along and just going from town to town and just murdering the women and children and men, and the wickedness that is there. And we wonder if what is going to happen to God's kingdom, but we know that the enemy will not win, that Christ was triumphant on the cross. And to this day, it's up to each one of us to make that choice to accept Christ as our Savior so that we can be born into that kingdom of God. Then today we're at verse 11, give us this day our daily bread. And that is a very special verse to me. For one thing, I am a baker by trade, but it's not just special because of that. To me, it is the significance of what that covers. Give us this day our daily bread. Jesus said, I am the bread of life, in John 6:48. In John 6:51, he says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. You know, brothers and sisters, it is by God's mercy that we are not consumed. I've been in numerous bakery shows across the U.S., and the old art of bread making is still one of the most famous trades within the bakery industry. And if we do a little research on that, over in Europe, and especially the countries where it gets cold in the winter, where they can store their wheat, bread is a very important source of food. In Romania, I know there's many bakeries, and the people will every day will go and get their bread. It's their source for the day. And let us realize that Jesus is the bread of life. We come to him and we ask him for our spiritual food, but also our food for today. I mean, why have we been chosen to live in a country where we don't go hungry? I just don't think that is a problem with most of us. Most of us have too much food, and occasionally it spoils because we don't get it eaten. But, and also give us this day our daily bread can cover our needs for a job, our needs for whatever it may be, training our children. It's whatever the need is. Excuse me. Christ is saying, pray, give us this day our daily bread. Lord, today, meet our needs. Remember the manna in the days of Moses traveling through the wilderness. They could only collect the bread for that day, except the Sabbath. They would, the day before the Sabbath, they would collect a double portion. So let us realize that just because we pray today that the Lord would give us our daily bread, you know, brothers and sisters, help us, may the Lord help us to realize that tomorrow morning we want to pray that prayer afresh and anew. Lord, give us our daily bread, because just because we prayed for it today doesn't mean it's going to carry over for tomorrow. So that is a very special verse to me, to cry out to God, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. To me, it just covers all of our needs, not our wants, not the things that we want that we really don't need, but our needs. Bread is a very important source of food in the European countries and the countries where it gets cold in Russia. And even in the U.S., when there's a storm approaching, some of the first things people do is they go get bread and milk, because we don't realize how important bread is, and it's significant that Christ used bread for that teaching. Give us this day our daily bread. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just pray that today you would meet my needs, that whatever I face, you would just supply it. Maybe it's a trial. Lord, provide the grace for me to walk through it. Maybe it's I'll be offended by someone. Lord, there again, just help me to have mercy on the person that doesn't, and ask, Lord, that you would forgive him. So, Lord, bless your day.